Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Samech Tet Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Amud, looking at the last Mishnah in the seventh Perek. Malak v'nimtzeit trefa. This is a piece that we saw invoked in the Gemara earlier. If you did Malika and then found that the bird happened to be a trefa, Remeir Omer Eino Matam Metablia. There is no Tumat Metablia. We've already discussed what that is. That is the tuma of a nivlat of tahor, and that is only after you ingest it. The clothes that you're wearing are tamei. And we don't remember tamei. He disagrees. Now, Amar Meir. Meir says the following. He presents the following argument. Kal v'chomer. Im nivlat pei mashma tamago masa. Think about this. A behema has much stronger tuma, which is touching it, carrying it, generates tuma. Nonetheless, shchitatam v'tahara trefatam mitumata. But if you shecht it, it's a trefa, but you shecht it, it's now not a nevela, and it's not matame. So nivlata of shein matam bagumasa, nivlata of has much lighter tuma, and odin shtei shchitatom v'tahara trefatom mitumato. Therefore, its shchita should work, and then ma matzinu shchitato shimachsheret lachila machshata lachila. So what do we know about shchita? If you shecht the bird, it makes it edible, and it also, if it's a trefa, it makes it not tamei. So the same thing should be with malika, which allows this bird, if done as a hekdesh, to be eaten. That's Reb Meir's position. Rabbi Yossi Omer, daya kenivlat behema. Rabbi Yossi accepts Reb Meir's kal v'chomer, but he employs the rule of dayo, which limits the kal to be no better than the chomer in a kal v'chomer. And therefore he says, shchitata mataret v'lo malikata. It can only be as strong as the behema, which is shchita, but not malika. Okay, now the Gemara immediately asks, Reb Meir lo darish dayo? Doesn't Reb Meir accept the limitation of dayo? V'hadayo da'oraita hu. That's a da'oraita. How do we know the tanya? Bidin kal v'chomer ketzah. This is straight out of the Braita of Rabbi Shmuel. How does kal v'chomer work? We have kal v'chomer in the Torah. After Miriam gets tzarat, what does Hashem say? V'yomer Adonai Moshe, v'avia yarok rak b'faneh, haloti kalem shivat yamim. If her father had disgraced her, then certainly she would be exiled for 7 days. So now kal v'chomer l'shchin arba'asa yom. So it should be a kal v'chomer that if she disgraced God, or God disgraced her, then she should be out for 14 days. 7 for father, 14 for God. Ella dayola babin adin liot kinidon. There's we see the limitation of dayo, and therefore Miriam was out only 7 days, as much as one would be if the father had pushed them away, exiled them, whatever. Now, Arayosi Ravin, Reb Meir krashkach v'kadarish. The truth is, Reb Meir accepts dayo, but he had an extra pasuk, which was, Zot Torata Beima Ve'of, in the conclusion of Parshat Shmini, which sums up all of the laws in Perek Yud Aleph of Tuma, V'Tahara, of animals, etc. It says, Zot Torata Beima Ve'of. Chibei Zot Torah Shavta Beima La'of, of Le'Beima, in which way is fowl like animals? The answer is, they're not. Beima Metam Magomasa, of in Metam Magomasa, of Metam Begarim Betablia, Beima Metam Begarim Betablia. Since this pasuk is in the context of Tuma V'tahara, of Nevelot, Of and Behema are almost opposites. What the Of has, the Behema doesn't have, and vice versa. So why are they connected? Ma lecha, ma Behema davar shemachshira l'achila metaher shefatam intumata. So why are they compared? To tell you that just like an animal, that which makes it fit to be eaten, if done properly, also if it's a trefa, makes it no longer an avela for tuma. And that, of course, has to be Malika, because Shechita is already there, so the Zot Tarata Bemava Of is there to extend it to Malika. And if you look into our Mishnah, this is how it was used earlier in the fifth Perek, you see that we have as a combination of a Kal V'Chomer followed by a Binyanav. The Kal V'Chomer said that Shechitata Of should certainly work, and then the Binyanav made Shechita and Malika comparable. Okay. Reb Yehuda my time, and why does Reb Yehuda disagree with Reb Meir? He doesn't state his reason. The answer is Kra Ashkach V'Darash. He found a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Nevela utrefa lo yichlu tomavahem. I'm Reb Yehuda. What does that mean? Trefa lamanemra. Why does the Torah have to tell me that you can't eat a trefa? Im trefa chaya. If we hold the position, and this is a discussion in Chulin, that a trefa may be one that lives. When it dies, it's a nevela. Im trefa ein achayev, if you hold the position that a trefa is going to die from its wound, harei b'chol nevela, and it's already in a nevela right now. It's a dead animal walking. Why is it there? Lavi trefa sheshchata shemetama, to show you that if you shecht a trefa, it's still metame as a nevela. In other words, it's the shechita doesn't solve it. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the mayor on a much more fundamental level. And that's not a local issue about Malika. He says that shechitat trefa does not relieve it of the status of nevela, and it still has tumat nevela. Now, Amar Rav Shizvi, this was his response. Alamiata dichti v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa, where the Torah says that you're allowed to use chelev nevela and chelev trefa, the fats of a nevela and the fats of a trefa, and they're not metame, you just can't eat them. Atamnami neimem trefa chaya. There again, you don't need the word trefa for the same argument, which is, if a trefa is going to live, then when it dies, it's a nevela. And if it's not going to live, it's already a nevela now. So now you're going to tell me, based on Rabbi Yehuda's position, the trefa is there to tell me that even if you shech the trefa, the chelev is still tahor. You mean the rest of the animals tamei? This is about a nevela. If an animal dies, some are metame benevela, some are not. If you have an animal that's a trefa and you shecht it, you may not eat it, but it's not metame. You relieved it of its nevela status. So you can't tell me that if you shecht a trefa, it's still a nevela. You know what? Why we need trefa in that last pasuk? It's to tell me that this pasuk only applies to kosher animals and not to a chazer. Mi sheish mina trefa, meaning only animals that could be a trefa could not be a trefa, meaning, ooh, this one's a trefa, but not yastazusha in mina trefa. There is no such thing as a chazer that's trefa. All chazer are tmeim. They're already out of the league. Achinami lemute of tamesh in mino trefa. So now we go back to our original pasuk. Chel mevav chel trefa is there. Sorry, the pasuk of nevela trefa lo yochlu toma, which is about tumat nevela of a of tame, of an of tahor, to tell you that it does not apply to an of tame, it doesn't apply to a hawk or to another bird that's not edible. Of tame, so that's what that is used for, not to teach you that if you shecht it, you haven't relieved it of its nevela status, you have, but rather to teach you that the rule doesn't apply to an of tame. The answer is, Rabbi Yehuda gets that from the word nevela. He agrees with the halacha, he gets it from the word nevela, and the word trefa is still there for what he claimed. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I might think that if you ate a nevela, let's say of a hawk, that you have too much beta blia, tamalomar, nevela u trefa lo yochal, you can't eat a nevela u trefa lo tom avahem, which is talking about of. Mish isuro mishum bal tochal nevela, it only applies to a bird that you're not allowed to eat because it's a nevela, as opposed to a hawk, which is prohibited not because of an isur to eat nevela, but you're not allowed to eat this bird at all. So the answer is, nami mi v'chelev nevela, the pasuk that we had earlier, chelev nevela v'chelev trefa, that would only apply to an animal that you're not allowed to eat because it's a chelev nevela. It's not zusha in isuro mishum bal tochal chelev nevela mishum tamei. So therefore, a tamei animal should be out. Alahai trefa mi bay la'atuye chaya. The word trefa in the pasuk is there in order to include a chaya, meaning, because remember that a chaya, you're allowed to eat its chelev. Maybe it only applies to an animal where you can't eat the chelev but may eat the basar if it's killed properly. So therefore, it's tazu shechalba v'sara mutar. So therefore, that knocks out a deer, for instance, because the chelev and basar are all the same. And our pasuk is only talking about ones where the chelev and basar are dealt with differently. Kamash milan, the chaya is also in, and that the chelev of a chaya that is a nevela is tahor. Amarlis, the answer of Shizvi. Maishna tmeya, why do you say a non-kosher animal is out? De'en chelba chalum sara. Why do you say it's not in the pasuk? Because the chelev and basar dealt with the same way. They're all out. Chayanami en chelba chalum sara. And the same thing with the chaya. The chelev and the basar dealt with the same way. Both in. V'yor haktiv achol lo tochluhu. And at the end of that pasuk of chelim ra'al chelim trefa, it says, but you may not eat it. Therefore, it should apply to, to the tmei'ai. Ala amar baye, trefa legufei tztarich. Trefa is needed for itself. Shalot tomar huel utmei'a asura michayim. After all, a non-kosher animal is asur already when it's alive. Utrefa asur michayim. The same is true about a trefa. It's already asur. Ma tmei'a chelbatame. Just like a tmei'a. It's chelav is tamei. It's all tamei. Av trefa chelba tamei. Same thing with the chaya. So hi hai nami mibai. So then the answer is you just need that also. Shalom tomar huelva of tamei asur ba'achila utrefa asur ba'achila. After all, a hawk is asur ba'achila and a bird that's a trefa is asur ba'achila. Ma of tamei and omitame. Just like an of tamei doesn't generate tuma. Av trefa and omitame. So I would think that a trefa doesn't generate tuma. If I need a pasuk to say that a trefa does generate tuma, v'yod mi'ika l'melav trefa mitmeya. Plus, how can you learn trefa from a tmeya? A trefa was a fine animal, then had an accident. Tmeya lo itala shata kosher. Tmeya from the moment that its great 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 grandparents were born, it didn't have a shata kosher. It never had a moment of being fit. Trefa itala shata kosher. A trefa did. Then it got ripped up. It got hurt, and then it became a trefa. So you might invoke a trefa mebetin, meaning an animal that was a trefa from the moment it was born. So mina meika, but still in that kind of animal, they have shata kosher. This particular one may have had that unfortunate life. El Amar Rava, Rava says as follows. Very simple solution. When the Torah says, etc., the Torah says, even though normally in isur halal isur, the Isur of Nevela will compound with the Isur of Chelev, or Yavo Isur Trefa V'yachol al Isur Chelev. That's what the Pasuk is there for. Utsrichi, and I need both Nevela and Trefa to be told that the Isur of Chelev is Chal on it, which means, of course, if you eat it, you are still Chayev Karet for eating Chelev, but you're also Chayev Makot for eating a Nevela. The E Ashmina Nevela, if the Torah only told me that it applies to Nevela, I would say Meshum, to Metamia, sure, Nevela has Tuma, so therefore the Tzisur doesn't go away. Aval Trefaim alo, but I wouldn't say that about a Trefa, because it doesn't have Tuma. V'yashmin and Trefa, Mishum the Isur Michaim. I might think that a Trefa was also when it was already alive. So in a way, it's also, it's Isur predated. Aval Nevela aim alo, but a Nevela only became Asur when it died, maybe doesn't continue to be a Nevela, the Chelev maybe doesn't maintain that status. So Tzricha, I need both. Now, Rav Meir, high trade from my Abedei. What does Rav Meir do with this? Because Rav Meir, remember, this is all Rabbi Huda's Torah. Rav Meir does not accept this principle and says that if you shecht an animal, that was a trefa, you made it not a trefa anymore. Made it, meaning it's not a nevelat. So what does he do with the word trefa? If you do shechita of a bird inside the mikdash, meaning inside the azara, it's metahirit. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do? He says, I agree with that, but trefa achri nektiv. It says trefa a second time. I have the psukim on the page. For Rabbi Meir, what does he do? Chadim ute shchita shilifrim, v'chadim ute of tamei. One is there to exclude, if you did shchita inside, it's not nevela, and one is to exclude a hawk, a non-kosher bird. For Rabbi Yehuda says, mi nevela nafkola. He got said from nevela. Rabbi Meir, hi nevela me'avidei. What does Rabbi Meir do with the word nevela? L'shiur achila b'kazayit. To tell you that normally with the shiur of food for tuma is kibetza, but here because the shiur of the isur achila is kazayit, therefore that's also the shiur for tuma. But I have another pasuk that says nevela, because it says acholo tochluhu, and therefore I see it's in the context of eating, and therefore the shiur is kazayit. The answer is I need two shiurim. V'chad l'shiur achila b'kazayit. One's for the amount of food kazayit. V'chad l'shiur achila b'chdei achilat pras. The other one is I need to know the duration. Remember, if you eat something, if it's not within a certain amount of time, k'dei achilat pras, half a loaf of wheat bread, then it's not considered one achila. So I need to know that information too. Sal k'dayit achameina. Why would I have thought it's different? Ho'yel v'chidushu. Since this whole idea of tum'at beit habliyah is a chiddush. It's a strange thing. So maybe the Torah here allows even if it took you a longer time to eat it, to still be called an achila and therefore matame. Kamash malan, that's not the case. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, chelev miyav, chelev trefa. The Torah says that these things are not matame, but and you may not eat them, of course. Now, v'chelev beimat Torah v'ketuvah d'vei. The Torah is talking here about the fats of a beimat Torah, a cow, a sheep, etc. Talmud v'chelev beimat Torah v'ketuvah d'vei. V'chelev beimat meyah. Maybe it's talking about the chelev of an unkosher animal. Amarta, think about this. Tihar michlal shchuta v'tihar michlal chelev. The Torah says this is something that could be tahor if you shechted it. And by the way, the chelev is tahor. So makshet tihar michlal shchuta. What kind of animal could be kosher if you shecht it properly? Torah, lo b'tmei, only an animal that's Torah. Af shetiher b'chal chelev, so it's the same thing. If we're talking about an animal that is tahor, its chelev is tahor, it's b'torah, lo b'tmei, only an otherwise kosher animal. There's another perspective when you come up with a different conclusion. Tiher michlal nevela, v'tiher michlal chelev. The Torah says that this is tahor as a nevela, and the chelev is tahor. Mak shetiher michlal nevela, b'tmei, lo b'torah. It's a non-kosher animal that the nevelah doesn't have tumah, but a kosher animal does. So it's talking about a non-kosher animal. Shetihar michlal chelev b'tmeyah v'lo b'torah. So therefore, I could argue that the chelev that is tahor here is chelev of a tmeyah and not a tahorah. So let's see. We have two opposite perspectives. Which one will determine? Amarta. Shabab b'derech zuhi b'torah. Shabab b'derech zuhi b'tmeyah. So whichever one you go, you're going to come up with opposite conclusions. Tamalover trefa, therefore the Torah says the word trefa, mishish b'mina trefa. It's only the kind of animal that could be a trefa. And therefore I'm going to exclude non-kosher animals because they don't have a trefa in their lexicon. Maybe I should not exclude a chaya because a chaya could be a trefa, of course. Tamalomar v'cholo tochluhu. Therefore, we say you can't eat the chelev, b'shechaba asur v'sura mutar. So it only is talking about animals where the chelev is otherwise asur, even in a properly shechted, and the basar is mutar. That's a chaya, shechaba v'sura mutar. As opposed to a chaya, where if it were properly shechted, you could even eat the fats. That's the drasha. Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. So he says, Almiata nivlat peimat tohara hu de matama. So maybe it's only the nevela of a beimat tohara that's matama, nivlat peimat tmei alo matama. That a non-kosher animal as a nevela is not metame. Amarle kama savi shabishtuba. There's a lot of old people who couldn't figure this out. Seifa atan nevelat of tame. The end of that is not talking about an animal, but rather about a bird. And indeed, an of tame as a nevela is not metame at all. Okay, Amar Biochanan. Lotir Rab Meir Ella Betmimin. He says the following. Rab Meir only said, when you take a bird, go back to the Mishnah, and you do malika, it turns out to be a trefa, it's not a nevela, only if it was tamim. Meaning if it was a bird that from all appearances could be brought as a korban, and you just found out it was a trefa afterwards. A balimumin lo, but if it was missing a wing and you did it, wouldn't count. For Balazar ma'afilu balimumin, Balazar disagrees. He says, Rabbi Meir said malika on any bird, even if it's missing a wing, is still good enough to make it not a nevela. Itmanam Rabbi Meir Balazar, Batari Rabbi Meir balimumin. Good. Va'afilu ba'vazim batari guli, not only that, but he even said if you do it to a goose or a chicken, the kinds that cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, it's still not a nevela, if you do malik on them. Bar Rabbi Yirmi, yes, Rabbi Yirmi then asked the following question, Araf Aiz, what happens if you break the neck of a goat? Meaning now we're out of the realm of fowl, we're talking about animals, and you take a mammal and you break the back of its neck, mahu. Avazivatar Nigulin Tamamai, why do we say that geese and chickens work? They're in the world of fowl. Aval Eiz Lav Mina De Egla Ninu. We're starting with an assumption that if you break the back of the Egla Rufa, which you're supposed to do, that it's not Metame, it's not a Nevela. So I might say that a goat is not in the same family as a calf. Odim Mina De Behemahu. Or maybe all I want is just like chickens are in the same family as the pigeon, the doves that are brought in the Mizbeach. Similarly, goats are in the same general family as the calves. So let's see. Yatim Rav Dimi Kamar Lal Hashmatas. Rav Dimi repeated this when he came to Pumbadita. Amar Lebai. Abai turned to him and said, Michlad de Egla Rufa Tahorahi. You're going to tell me that an Egla Rufa itself is Tahor? So Amar Layin. Rav Dimi said, yes indeed. Amar Dibai Rav Yanai Kaparak Tivaka Kodshim. The Torah has the Kohanim recite a formula in which they talk about kapara when they do the egel arufa, and therefore it's like kodshim. Therefore, this arifa is kind of like malik on a bird or shkita on an animal, and it makes it not an avela. And therefore, the question was, can we then extend that to a goat and to another animal that's killed by arifa, just like we extended malika to birds that aren't part of the mizbeach? So, Reiti Rav Natan Avu Ad Rav Huna, he had the following challenge. The Torah says you can't eat the fats. I only know that you're not allowed to eat the fats, but you're allowed to have hanah from them, meaning that this pasuk applies to those chalavim that you're otherwise allowed to get hanah from. But what do you do with the chalev of shor haniskal and egla rufa, which are animals that are asur b'hanah? Talmud Lomar, kol chalev. The Torah says all chalev is asur to eat. Now, and so that means that we need a pasuk to tell me that the chalev of an egla rufa is tahor. But if you think an egla rufa itself, after being killed, is not a nevela, and it's tahor, so he tahor v'chal b'tameh, so you're going to come up with a bizarre reality. The animal itself is tahor. Its chalev is tameh until I have a pasuk to overturn that. So his answer is, hechad d'arf me'arf lo yitztri chalei. If they did the proper arifa, you don't need the pasuk to tell me the chalev is tahor, it's fine. If you did shechita by accident instead, proper shechita, then I need the pasuk. What are you talking about? How do they shechita? The shechita certainly take away the stain of nevela from this animal. So we're actually talking about an animal that dropped dead as an egla rufa before you got a chance to do anything to it. And tell him that the chelev is tahor. What do you mean? You mean that while it's alive, it has some sort of a status of an egla rufa? Even though it wasn't yet had its neck broken, so when it drops dead, then it has a unique status that we need a pasuk to tell me. The answer is in. Da'am Rav Yana, I gvul shamati v'shachachti. I know I learned a boundary at which once it crossed that boundary, it's already called an egla rufa, and I forgot what the boundary was. V'nasvin chavrei lebeber, but the talmidim said you ina tal nachali tanhu osotai. It's when this egla, which is alive, is taken down to the ravine where it's going to be killed. The minute it goes down, it already has a din of egla rufa, and if it drops dead at that point, then I have reason to think that the chalev is tamei. Therefore, I need the pasuk to say kol chalev, all chalev is in the same category, and therefore it is tahor. Hadron alach chatata of. B'yetz Hashem, in the next podcast, we will begin our study of the eighth parak, kol hazvachim, which is otherwise known among the Rishonim as parak hata'aruvot, and we will see why forthwith. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.